There was now much talk of looking for new lands. The Saga of the Greenlanders. The story of America's discovery by Europeans begins with a fugitive. Eirik the Red fled his native Norway, the sagas say, because of some killings. Settling in Iceland, Eirik took up farming and feuded with a neighbor, Filth Eyjolf. Then he slew Filth, as well as Hurafin the Dueler. Banished for the murders, Eirik moved to islands off Iceland's coast and lent bedsteads to a man named Thorgest. When the loan went bad, Eirik killed Thorgest's sons, along with several other men. Exiled again, this time by the Thing, or regional assembly, Eirik headed west, like so many outlaws a millennium later. He sailed from Iceland to pioneer a glacial frontier he called Greenland. As he said, people would be attracted to go there if it had a favorable name. Greenland today has no arable soil. Three-quarters of its surface is sheet ice. Eirik, however, arrived during a long warming trend in the North Atlantic. Greenland, in A.D. 985, wasn't a garden spot. But nor was volcanic Iceland or the treeless Faroe Islands, another extremity the Vikings had settled. Eirik and his followers raised stock along Greenland's coastal fringe, founding a colony that would grow to several thousand Norse and carry on a lively trade with Europe in luxury goods such as polar bears and walrus tusks. Eirik seems to have mellowed in Greenland, or at least stopped killing. The only strife following his arrival was domestic. Eirik's wife converted to Christianity and refused to sleep with her pagan husband, much to his displeasure. By then, the couple had several grown sons, including Leif, who was large, strong, and wise as well as being a man of moderation in all things. Eirik the Red also had an illegitimate daughter, Freydis, who took after her hot-headed and homicidal father. Her moment comes later in this saga. There are two versions of what happened next. Both tell of mariners who became lost while sailing the North Atlantic. The Norse word hafvala, meaning disoriented at sea, appears often in the sagas. In Eirik the Red's saga, known in abridged form to many Americans, Leif Erikson left Norway for Greenland and chanced upon land where he had not expected any to be found. He gathered wondrous plants and on his way home rescued shipwrecked sailors. Afterwards, he became known as Leif the Lucky. But the Saga of the Greenlanders tells a fuller and less gallant story. In this version, it was a storm-tossed mariner named Bjarni Herjolfsson who, while sailing for Greenland, first stumbled on a shore unknown to the Norse. For 5 days, Bjarni sailed along the coast, resisting the entreaties of his men who wanted to go ashore. "No," Bjarni replied, "for this country seems to me to be worthless." Even without 1,000 years' hindsight, Bjarni's instincts seemed suspect. Many people thought him short on curiosity, the saga says of Bjarni's cool reception upon reaching Greenland, since he had nothing to tell of these lands. Leif, a more intrepid soul, bought Bjarni's ship and sailed with 35 men to explore the mysterious territory. He arrived at a mountainous shore where a single flat slab of rock ran from glaciers to the water. Leif hadn't yet developed his father's flair for salesmanship. He named his find Stone Slab Land. After a second stop at a wooded shore Leif called Forest Land, the Norse reached an island where they found dew on the grass, which they collected in their hands and drank of, and thought they had never tasted anything as sweet. Nearby lay a headland, and a river full of salmon. The Norse built large houses and settled in. It seemed to them the land was so good that livestock would need no fodder during winter. The temperature never dropped below freezing, and the grass only withered slightly. To Nordic eyes, a terrestrial Valhalla. Forays inland revealed another marvel, a man called Tyrkir, who hailed from a more southerly country than the Norse, wandered off and returned pleased about something. At first he babbled in German and made strange faces. Then Tyrkir reported in Norse that he'd found grapes. From the description of his mood and manner, it seems he'd somehow become drunk on them. "Are you really sure of this?" Leif asked about the fruit. Norsemen loved wine, but lived too far north to recognize the plant it came from. "I'm absolutely sure," Tyrkir replied, "because where I was born, there was no lack of grapevines and grapes." Leif put his men to work collecting the fruit, cutting vines, and felling trees to load his ship. Then he sailed for Greenland. It is said that the boat which was drawn behind the ship was filled with grapes. Leif also carried home an appealing name for his discovery, Vinland, or Land of Wine.